Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Temperatures this morning are already at 70 degrees and dew points are in the 60s, so that means you definitely feel the humidity across the area, and it's going to continue to be muggy throughout the day.
And it could be a little stormy today.
Could be, but many of us will actually miss some of these showers, which is not a good thing, but we have a couple of showers and storms possible, especially after 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon and into the first part of the evening. That's a cold front that is approaching the area, and it will put an end to the humidity. It's not going to get very warm today because we'll have a lot of cloudiness around the area, so I think most of us are between about 76 and 81. Then for tonight, we fall back down into the 60s. The dry air moves in by morning.
Will it improve for tomorrow then?
Yeah, tomorrow looks absolutely gorgeous. Mostly sunny skies, very light winds. Temperatures 80 to 85. It will even be warm at the beaches. Even the Cape and the islands tomorrow will get into the 70s.
What about the weekend?
So the weekend, my pick for the weekend is going to be Saturday. That day has temperatures up near 80, mostly sunny skies, a beautiful day, light winds. On Sunday, still a nice day, a little cool. Temperatures in the upper 60s and low 70s, especially cool at the coastline. And there'll be a few more clouds, so a partly sunny day. I can't rule out a sprinkle. I'm not even going to call it a shower. But some of those clouds could yield a quick few raindrops around here for just a few minutes.
So if people listening right now are looking for a beach day this weekend, it's Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. I think Saturday is the day because the winds turn onshore on Sunday. So you can go to the beach. It just won't be as warm. One of those days where nice day to walk on the beach, certainly sit out there, do all that. But it just won't be a day where you're like, wow, it's really hot. I need to go in the water.
Let me ask about rainfall. The latest data from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows one-third of the state is now under abnormally dry conditions, as it's termed. Is there much rain on the horizon, and just how much do we need it?
Yeah, we do need rain quite badly. Some areas did not get any showers the last time we had showers roll through a little under a week ago. So let's put it in perspective a little bit. We'll look at the Boston area. We've had 0.42 inches, so under half an inch of rain, Bob, since the middle part of May, 25 days ago. That is the second driest ever, going all the way back to 1872 in that little stretch. And the last time it was this dry was 1914, when we only had 0.10 inches of precipitation. It's also the driest stretch from that mid-May till today that we've had since 2000 as well. So in the past 20 years, it has not been this dry. And that includes the drought which set up back in 2016.
So for those of us who have flowers and veggies growing in our yards, we really have to pay attention to the wilt, so to speak.
Exactly. If you've planted anything, new trees, new shrubs, if you do have a vegetable garden or you want to keep your lawn going, you're going to need to augment it because Mother Nature is just not providing us with the rainfall we typically would see yet this summer.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks very much.
You're welcome.